Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is June 18th, 1947, and the title is Moonlight Ride. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding at a slow gait through the moonlit night. Just ahead lay a small house with a number of broken windows and a front door that hung on one hinge.
Place looks deserted, Tonto. If there's water in that trough, it will serve our purpose.
Ah, canteen's empty for plenty long time.
We'll fill our canteens and water the horses, then go on to that timber ahead and make camp for the night.
That's good.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
easy, big fella. Well, we're in luck. There's water here.
Ah, it's running water, too.
Good and cold. Make up, Silver, old boy.
Kimasabi, you hear that?
I heard something, Tonto. It seemed to come from that house.
Maybe the old door make noise.
There's no wind to move the door.
Daddy, don't kill me.
That woman.
I heard her. Come on, Tonto. Let's see what's going on in there.
Huh.
Be careful. Half the boards on this porch are missing.
Don't kill me. Don't do it. Please don't do it.
Get this door out of our way.
No more, please. Please don't shoot me again.
In there.
I see her. See if you can find a light of some kind, Toto.
There, Captain. Me light it.
They've got to be warned. They've got to be warned. Don't shoot me again.
We're not going to hurt you. We came to help you.
Here, Campbell.
Oh, thanks.
Shot. They shot me.
There, now, take it easy. Do you know who shot you?
Tell him. Tell him it's a trap.
We'll tell anyone you say. Who are you?
Oh, let me alone. Don't shoot no more. Let me alone.
Plenty bad wound.
Yes, trap. This woman needs more help than we can give her, Toto.
Trap.
You stay here with her. It's only a few miles to Smith's Corners. I think there's a doctor there. I'll go and get him.
Me wait here.
I'll be back as soon as I can make it. That woman regains consciousness. Find out what you can.
Me do it.
We've got to travel again, Silver. This time we've got to travel fast. Easy, big fella. Come on, Silver!
Dr. Jackson was at first alarmed at the appearance of a masked man in his home, but in a few moments his alarm gave way to suspicion.
You say it's that old stove-in place about 4 miles from here?
Yes, Doctor.
And the right-hand side of the trail?
That's right.
Mister, when you say there's a woman in that house, you're stretching the truth. That place hasn't been lived in for a good many years.
Well, there's a woman there now, and she's badly wounded. She needs a doctor. You're coming with me, whether you like it or not.
Why don't you tell the truth? You've got an outlaw pal hidden away there, and you want me to help him. Isn't that it?
No, Doctor.
You're afraid to bring him into town on account of the law.
We'll not discuss it any longer. Come along.
Hey, let go of me.
Come on. I'll take your bag. You want to take your own horse or ride double with me?
Yeah, wait just a second. Wait, listen, mister.
Well?
If you've told me the truth, you wouldn't object to having the sheriff and the deputy go along, would you?
From what that woman told me, the sheriff should be there.
The sheriff lives just 2 doors down. If you'll take him along, I'll go willingly.
Very well.
I'll tell you, mister, why I'm suspicious. There's a lot of bad hombres around this part of the country.
Yes, I know it.
The last doctor that lived here was called out at night to dress a couple of bullet wounds for horse thieves. When he was through, he was paid off with a 6-gun so he couldn't talk.
I understand, Doctor.
You talk straightforward, but I can't take chances.
We can't take any more time. I'll be back with the sheriff the time you have a horse saddled.
I'll be ready.
A party of 4 reined up in front of the ramshackle old house.
Oh,
Sheriff Brandon and a deputy were with the Lone Ranger and the doctor.
Is that the house?
Yes, Sheriff.
That place has been empty for years.
I told you all I knew about it.
There's a candle burning in there.
Easy, big fella. I think you'll find I told you the truth.
What's the matter, mister?
Otto's horse was right here. It's gone.
Likely strayed a bit.
No, that's not like Scott.
Well, if I'm to see a patient, let's get on with it.
You go ahead with the doc, mister. Sam and I'll come behind you.
Careful where you step on this porch. Otto and the woman were over here.
There's a woman.
Otto. Otto, where are you?
I'll take a look at the patient.
Otto, where are you?
Looks like your friends run out on you, mister.
How about that woman?
This woman is dead. Sheriff, come over here.
What is it, Doc?
Take a look at that wound.
Say, you. Didn't you say this woman was alive when you left her?
Yes. Toto was going to dress her wound.
That wound?
Why, that's...
Yes, that's in the head. And she didn't live long after she got it.
She didn't live at all.
Get your hands up, mister. Take his guns, deputy.
Right.
Just a minute.
Don't resist, mister. One of two things is the case. You lied about the woman being alive when you left her, or your friend called Toto shot her through the head. In either case, you're under arrest.
Take those guns and then that man.
Quiet!
Hey, look out!
Watch it, Sheriff.
Let go of me! Let go of me!
You'll have to shoot through your deputy to get me.
Let go of us, I'm the law speaking, mister.
You better listen to me. Someone shot this woman and went away. Tonto and I found her badly wounded, but not fatally. Tonto was going to dress that wound in her shoulder while I went for the doctor. Someone came here before he had a chance to do anything about the wound. Whoever it was took Tonto. I'm going to find him.
You won't get far. I'll have a posse after you within half an hour.
We sure will. You won't get away.
While you're at it, send a posse for the man who killed that woman.
Sheriff, he's backing toward the door.
Come back here.
Drop the gun, Sheriff.
Right fun I will.
Drop it or I'll have to smash it.
Sheriff, don't shoot while he's holding me as a shield.
Your last chance, Sheriff.
All right, you win. I thunder, I guess you would send a shot against my six gun. Had that happened to me once, blame me or broke my wrist from the shot.
Drop it. Take it this way. Yeah. Thanks. Now you can have your deputy.
Take him!
Sheriff, are you hurt?
He's getting away. Let me get that gun.
Gosh, Sheriff.
Shut up.
All settled.
There he goes.
I'll get him, Sheriff.
He's riding like lightning.
Oh, you missed.
Yeah, at the rate he's traveling, we'll keep on missing.
Meanwhile, Tonto, having been captured, had been taken to a secluded camp where he found himself face to face with Scar Brady.
Lefty, who's this redskin? Where'd you find him?
Now, wait a minute, Scar. Give us a chance. We found him at the house.
What house?
Yeah, well, we met Sadie Grant. He was fixing to patch up a wound.
She wasn't dead?
She is now.
He should have done the job right in the first place. Now, what about this redskin? Who is he?
I don't know.
How much does he know?
I don't know, Scar. I don't know anything about him. Butch and I got back to the house. We found him there. We got the drop on him and brought him here. We tried to talk to him, but we didn't get nowhere.
Hey, you, Redskin. What's your name?
Me, Tonto.
Oh. So your name's Tonto, huh? Well, what were you doing in that house? Did you go there alone?
Me not talk.
You see, Scar? That's all he says.
Me not talk. I know a lot of ways to cure that. That's a starter. Now, Tonto, you answer my questions. Did you go to that house alone?
Me not talk.
Why, you... How do you like that?
You plenty brave when hands are tied.
I'm not trying to prove bravery. I want to know how much Sadie Grant told you.
Me not talk.
Me and Butch waited outside of the place for 3 or 4 minutes, listening to her talking to the redskin. She told him considerable.
She was conscious, huh?
Yeah, she was conscious, all right. And he was fixing to dress her wound, like I said. It's a doggone good thing you sent us back to make sure of her, Scar.
So it seems. Can't trust none of you men to do a job right the first time. Was there any sign that this redskin had friends about?
I don't know whether he did or not.
What about that, Tonto?
Me not
talk. Don't tell me you're not going to talk. If I hear that anymore, I'll smash you harder than you ever been hit before.
Me not talk.
By thunder.
Hey.
He asked for it.
You sure knocked him out complete.
Yeah, now go to work on him again as soon as he comes to. I'll show him.
Why not shoot him and be done with it?
I've got to find out if that old woman talked to anyone besides him.
What if he won't talk?
I'll find a way to make him talk. And it'll be a way that won't bash my knuckles, too.
The Grant woman said quite a bit.
She did, huh? Did she tell the Indian anything about us having a dozen men in the bottom of Bryant's Gap to wait for the stage?
We didn't hear any of that.
Did she mention what we did at the bridge?
Not while we were there. Of course, we didn't hear all she said. Scar, I'm telling you, you've got men in the gang that talk too much.
Yeah, I know it, Lefty.
If they hadn't shot their faces off at that Eden place, we wouldn't have had to worry about Sadie Grant overhearing things. You ought to deal with them, boss.
I've been thinking of it.
You've got more men than you need. Besides, the fewer you got, the fewer there is to split what we're going to get.
I'll think it over, Lefty.
Here comes Butch.
Did you get anything out of that redskin?
There he is.
Out cold, huh?
I'm going to work on him again as soon as he comes to.
I checked with the boys that were to handle the bridge. It's all set to go down whenever the stage comes along.
Good.
Just one thing's bothered me, Scar.
Yeah?
When that stage goes down through the bridge, what if the man from Washington and his daughter get killed in the fall?
I don't think they will. It's not much of a drop.
But what if they are killed?
What of it? Who's going to know whether they're living or dead? And what do we care as long as the ransom is paid?
You think it'll be paid all right, huh?
I know it will. Now, you boys leave that to me. Just follow my orders and we'll be all right. But be sure you follow them. The next time I send you to do a little shooting, don't leave with your work only half done like you did this time. Now throw some water on that redskin. He's got to get conscious so as I can go to work on him again.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Scar Brady seemed certain that Tonto had not been alone when he was found with the woman who had been murdered. He was determined to make the Indian friend of the Lone Ranger tell what he knew.
Why are you so sure the Redskin wasn't alone when he found the old woman?
You heard him give us his name, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, a certain mask hombre sent one of my best friends to jail for keeps. That masked critter was called the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger?
What's he got to do with this, boss?
The Lone Ranger travels with an Indian whose name is Tonto.
Holy smoke.
The Lone Ranger rides a white horse. And Tonto is supposed to ride a paint.
Hey, boss, you think the Lone Ranger was with this Indian when he found Sadie Grant?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out. I'll throw that water on him and get him conscious.
All right. Come on, Redskin, wake up.
Me wake.
Get him on his feet and bring him over here to this fire.
I'll give you a hand. Come on, you, on your feet. You've been sleeping long enough.
Cut those ropes and bring his hands around to the front. We'll see if he's willing to talk to save having his hands creased with a hot iron.
Me not talk.
You may change your tune.
There. His hands are free.
Drop that iron.
What?
Over here, Toto.
He's over there in the shadows.
Get your guns. Go after him.
Fire.
Say, oh, I missed.
I have a lot more bullets for anyone else who wants to try for a gun.
What's the matter with you men? You scared? Charge him. Go on. Go after him. Spread out. He can't cover all directions.
Don't count on that. Get the saddle, Tonto. Steady before
me. Ready. Get him up.
Oh, Silver, hold on. We'll stop here for just a minute, Tonto.
You come just in time.
I was hidden in the shadows for several minutes. You left a clear trail. It was easy to follow in the moonlight.
Old woman dead now.
Yes, I know.
Too late to help her. People on stage need plenty help.
Oh, what stage?
It come this way plenty soon.
The westbound stage?
Not right. Bad fellow's got plenty big plan. Them get Commissioner Taggart.
Commissioner Taggart from Washington?
Huh. Him come this way. Him got daughter, Betty.
Tell me all about it, Tonto. Tell me all you know.
The westbound stage held two passengers, Andrew Taggart, a special commissioner from Washington, and his daughter, Betty. The lumbering vehicle had made its way through several hours of darkness, and neither the man nor the girl had been able to sleep.
I don't know what it is, Dad. I'm dead tired. I feel as though something were about to happen.
It's those confounded stories we heard. Everyone to whom we talked before we started on this trip had a cock and bull story about outlaws, highwaymen, savage Indians, and other perils to tell us. You forget them, my dear. Let me adjust the pillow so you can lean back in the seat.
But, Dad, I can't help thinking that you're terribly important. If it were generally known that you were here and unguarded...
Unguarded? Why, we have a very fine guard riding with the driver. And the driver himself carries a pistol. Now, try to get some sleep, Betty. We have a long, hard trip.
I'll try, but I can't shake off the feeling that something's about to happen.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto traveled at an angle to intercept the stage before it reached the bridge. Tonto had learned about that bridge, how it had been weakened to collapse beneath the weight of the stagecoach.
One silver!
There had been no time to go for help to combat the Scar Brady gang. The Lone Ranger and his Indian companion were all that stood between the ruthless criminals and the lives of the man from Washington and his daughter. Presently, the masked man saw the stagecoach traveling west along the moonlit trail. He rode in close and fired.
Rein up! Stop that stage!
Rein up! Outlaw! Hold up! Let him have it!
Rein up and listen to me!
Rein up, Joe! He's got us!
Whoa! This is no robbery. Listen to me. I'm trying to help you.
Like Konya, he's masked. We've got nothing worth stealing.
You listen to me, sir. You realize that the federal government is behind me?
Yes, that's why I stopped you.
I'm Andrew Taggart, Special Commissioner.
You dare harm my father and the whole United States Army will be after you.
The United States Army may be needed for more dangerous things. Taggart, there's a bridge west of here. A gang of men plan to destroy that bridge and capture you and your daughter.
What's that?
What? Destroy the bridge?
It's been weakened so it'll collapse beneath the weight of the stage. You'll all drop into the river.
I don't believe it.
What sort of a game are you playing?
It's not a far drop. You probably will survive the fall. You'll find yourselves in the hands of the Scar Brady gang.
Oh, Dad.
Who are you? Why are you masked?
Does that matter? Tell your driver to head south. The next town, you'll find Sheriff Brandon. Ask him to help you. Tell him the men who are waiting for you are the ones who killed Sadie Grant.
You mean they killed someone?
Yes, just a few hours ago.
Hey, I know Sheriff Brandon. He's all right.
Take that mask off, mister, and we'll listen to you.
Your story sounds convincing.
You look over that way.
There's horsemen coming.
Maybe it's Brady's gang.
Tonto, Sheriff Brandon. Taggart, Sheriff Brandon's coming here. Just tell him what I told you. We're leaving.
Oh, no, you're not.
Betty!
I have a gun and I can use it. You stay right where you are, mister. If what you just told us is true, you'll have no objection to meeting the sheriff. Stay where you are, I'm warning you.
If your father held that gun, I'd shoot it out of his hand.
If you swing your guns toward me, you can be sure I'll fire.
Oh, 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 oh. There he is. There's the masked man.
And the same horse.
And the same man, too. Now heist him, mister.
We got you covered. You got loose from us once before, but you won't get loose this time.
Stop on the stage, eh?
Doggone, Sheriff. We're sure glad to see you.
Sheriff, we got Commissioner Taggart here.
And my daughter, Sheriff.
Howdy.
You seem to know this masked man.
He got away from us a little while ago. We've been hunting him ever since.
And we want his Indian pal even more. The charge is murder.
Sheriff, Tonto was captured by Scar Brady and his gang. If you and your posse will come with us, we'll show you where they're waiting.
For what?
To capture Commissioner Taggart and his daughter when the bridge collapses.
Likely story.
Tonto learned of their plan while he was Brady's prisoner.
All I know is that you pulled a gun on me.
Yeah, and used me for a shield.
And the evidence points that there redskin is the one who killed Sadie Grant. Oh, you say you're Commissioner Taggart?
I am.
Well, you're dealing with the right slippery critter.
He advised us to take the south trail.
Likely so she'd be heading right into ambush.
What do you suggest?
My advice to you is to go right on the way you're going. We'll take this masked man and the redskin to jail for murder.
Very well.
Dad, I'm not sure we're doing the wise thing.
Take it from me, miss.
Taggart, if you follow the sheriff's advice, you may be killed. You'll certainly be captured and held for ransom.
That's a matter of opinion.
Sheriff, your stubbornness gives me no choice.
Eh?
Perhaps you'll believe me if you see the bridge collapse and see Scar Brady's gang waiting.
There's no use talking, mister. You're under arrest and you're going with us. You drop your guns to the ground. or I'll tell my men to open fire.
I'm not going to drop my guns, and I'm not going to go with you. I'm going to ride along the trail to the west. If you want me, come and get me. Come on, Sindler!
Boys!
Hold it!
Betty! Hey, what the... Well, the girl's firing on us.
Don't you raise a gun at that masked man. I'll shoot anyone that fires at him. I believe he told the truth.
Girl, right. Masked man, tell truth.
I was beginning to believe him.
Lone Ranger always tell truth.
Lone Ranger?
Holy mackerel. Is that the Lone Ranger?
What's that?
Him go ahead. Him meet outlaw all alone. Me go help him. Get him up, scout!
Well, what's the matter with you critters? What are you standing there staring for? Go on, get after those two. That masked man's going to need some help. Get up there!
Get up! Get up! Get up!
Driver! Driver, that goes for you, too. Drive on, follow those men.
Get up there! Get along!
The Lone Ranger led a mad chase toward the bridge. Tonto was a little ways behind, and following Tonto came the sheriff and his posse, while the hard-driven stagecoach lumbered in the rear. The masked man knew the bridge and the river beneath it. He also knew Silver and trusted the mighty stallion implicitly. He reached the edge of the bridge and reined up.
Oh, Silver, how are you?
Silver, we're going off the bridge into that water.
Steady, big fella.
We'll leave the saddlebags and gun belt here. Tonto will take care of them.
While the Lone Ranger removed equipment that might be damaged by the water, his eyes studied the bank of the river down below. But the outlaws were well hidden. There was no sign of them.
Silver, I've got to see this bridge collapse before they believe my story. I hope the weight of one man and horse is enough to do it. Easy, big fella. Easy a second. All right, come on, Silver.
Sheriff, it's falling down, just like he said.
They're firing on him. Open up. There's the critters down below. Shoot at the gun flasher.
Let him have it. The masked man told the truth.
Commissioner Taggart, with the help of that Indian, we got every one of those critters in Scar Brady's gang.
And the masked man did tell the truth.
Oh, Dad.
Those we didn't shoot, we captured. You're sure beholden to that masked man. And you think I was fool enough to doubt him?
Daddy, he gave his life to save us. Sheriff, if you hadn't been so stubborn...
I propose to find out who that man was. And as soon as I return to Washington, I'll see that there's an appropriate memorial.
When I saw that man and that fine horse fall with the bridge, I...
Well, you stopped here.
What?
You looked downstream on far bank.
Dad. Dad, that white horse. There in the moonlight.
Oh! There, masked man, beside horse.
He's alive. He's all right. He's climbing to the saddle.
Me go now. Me join Lone Ranger. Get him up, scout!
Thank you.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.